Good morning, happy Tuesday. I hope you're having a fantastic morning. Just fantastic. I had a couple glasses of wine last night, so yeah, I'm not feeling all that great. Didn't sleep all that great, but you know what? Today is a day that the Lord hath made, so I will be glad and I will rejoice in it. Rejoice today. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday. Doesn't matter what's going on tomorrow. Today is the day. Better's the sight of the eyes. Stay focused on what's now and enjoy every moment that God giveth you under the sun. Excuse me. This morning, I was reading 1 Peter. I'm gonna guess this is going to be a relatively quick teaching. If you go to 2 Peter, verse 2, it says, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver or to rescue the godly out of temptation or a putting to the test." Again, godly is not religiousness. Godly is having a relationship with God. If you have a relationship with God, He's going to get you out of it. He'll get you out of it anyways, honestly. If you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, He's there for you, and everybody's going to make mistakes. But He knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation or putting to the test. He also knows and to reserve the unjust unto a day of judgment to be punished. What I think is phenomenal about this chapter, one of my favorite things is that it has to do with people that are literally designed to be destroyed. If you go to chapter or verse 12, it says, "But these as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption." So all these people that don't believe in God, that are set for the day of judgment, that's on them, man. And I pray for a lot of people. Look, you can believe whatever you want to believe, but for some reason it gives me comfort knowing that one day God's coming, man. Jesus Christ is coming and God's taking this thing back, which I really appreciate. But the whole point of this is that God knows how to deliver you out of temptation, build a relationship with God, and there won't be a temptation or a trial or a putting to the test that you're going to feel anxious about. If you jump over to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common among men." And I love this one too. Even if you think that you're going through something no one else has, God says something different. And it doesn't matter what you think. Like it does, if God says it, it is. It is. "There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common among men," or common to men. "But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." There's a couple things in this. Number one, God does not tempt you. It says it. He doth not tempt people. But if you're going through the test, He's going to make a way out of it. There's nothing that you can't handle. If you're in something that's just over the top, God knows it. He's going to get you out of it. He's not going to allow you to drown. I just am so thankful for this. It doesn't matter how much pressure is coming from the outside in this cosmos, how much pressure is coming financially, how much pressure there is trying to help people and teach people. It doesn't matter. God knows what's going on. And there's a lot of blessing in that. Finally, if you go to Galatians chapter 5, I wanted to finish up with this. "Stand firm, stand fast, stand therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free." This is the liberty to go where one wants. Stand in that. Enjoy every moment. "Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke or the weight of bondage, which is the servitude to the law, the servitude to flesh," the carnal nature. Be free from it. It's a change of thought. It's a change of mind. It's going to God. It's building the relationship. It's standing firm in the spirit and not in the carnal nature. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Enjoy your life. Enjoy the moments of your life. Enjoy every single day, every day that God gives you. It doesn't matter what trial you're going through. Stand firm in the liberty. Enjoy it. Be anxious for not one thing, but in all things, by prayers to God and specific prayers of personal need, with thanksgiving, let your specific request be declared unto God, and the peace of God, surpassing understanding, shall keep and guard and fortify your hearts through Christ. He's protecting you. You have everything. Everything. Go out and enjoy your life. Go out. If you're dealing with work, go kill it at work. If you're dealing with relationships, go mend the relationships. If you're having a hard time forgiving, pray to have God to show you how to do it. If you don't have a desire, ask God for the desire and watch Him perform. Have a phenomenal day today. Lift up big prayers. Don't forget to lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ, because without that name, it's not going anywhere. Be thankful, love, and have a great day. God bless you today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sailed into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and for the moments of today. I thank you for just the energy you're providing and the focus and the direction as to what we're to do. I thank you so much for each and every one of our employees, that you take care of them, bless them, protect them on their way here. And for our product, that it blesses those people that receive it. And I just thank you for each and every one of your believers, that you take care of them and just comfort them and just show them you're there. And I just thank you for a great day. I thank you for what your Son did and has done for us. And I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.